This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off the third hour of the program here. You can join us as always. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Light Freedom, 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And we had to ask nobody to take the night off. He was he was having a little sleepy time. Sometimes he's all right when he kind of nods out like that.
Yeah.
Like, he still listens and somehow still participates in the show, but tonight it wasn't working out. So that's where nobody disappeared to, in case you were wondering about why he was here in the beginning of the show and then just went away.
I'm actually surprised I'm not more like that on... I don't know if I've ever been like
on a more regular basis.
Yeah, like, just because like I stay up all night and I'll code and I'll work and
right.
It's like my time to concentrate, and somehow I guess it's because I don't get up too early. And I'll put that in quotes.
Sure.
It'll be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm getting up still, and that's not if I was a teenager, I'd be like on a Saturday out, and that makes sense. But I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm 30 something years old.
You're it's old.
Way too old to be doing that stuff.
Well, and by the way, coming up tonight, hopefully nobody will be awake because he's supposed to be on the air on his own show.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth.
But after that, we've got the final nightcap
that's
happening here in Keene, New Hampshire. It is 36 weeks, I should say final for the year of 2020, because I'm sure we'll have another nightcap at another time, sometime next year perhaps. But earlier this year in March, it was mid-March, the so-called governor, His Excellency Chris Sununu, he indicated that there was going to be a so-called stay-at-home order here in New Hampshire, and we decided we were going to go out. And so we did. We went out that same night that the stay-at-home order went into place.
Remind me, was the stay-at-home order just that you couldn't meet up with more than 100 people or more than 50?
No. At that time, it was a 10-person.
Actual shutdown of all... No, I don't think he ever shut down all businesses, right?
No,
weren't they? There were still for takeout.
They said that so-called non-essential businesses should be closed.
Okay.
But I don't know if they were actually enforcing that in any way, shape, or form in New Hampshire. So there was a lot of things that
they
said
that
they
were like telling to close. I thought were open, like restaurants and things for takeout.
Those are considered so-called essential businesses. But they were only allowed to do takeout.
What was shut down?
A bunch of businesses.
Like what? I'm trying to think. So I guess we...
Office jobs or whatever, right? Like, there's a bunch of businesses out
there.
I felt
like they excluded, every possible job or every possible business from their list. Because there's a long list of, exceptions.
There was a long list of exceptions.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But other, businesses were told, if you can't work from home, then don't work at all, basically.
Okay.
So there was that was happening here. But it wasn't, as harsh of a crackdown as it was in other states. Meaning that I don't think that if you had your business open, there was much that would have been done about it. There was a gym in Keene that I heard about that was secretly allowing people into its facility.
Yeah.
And they had somebody snitch on them, and the cops did come to threaten them.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was off the record. They never wrote a report about that.
Right.
Because at one point I submitted a request for all of the reports that have been written about, going and threatening a business owner over these rules. And there was only one.
Yeah.
And it was the one we already knew about.
So I feel like a lot of what's happening and been going on over the past year with the crackdown in New Hampshire has been more bullying than it has been actual... we're shutting you down and we're going to board up your business kind of.
It hasn't come to that I'm aware of anywhere, but that's ultimately because most businesses are doing
that
what they're told.
That is true.
However,
not everyone, though.
Not everyone. There are some exceptions. And the local Keene restaurant, Fa Keene Great, which is where we went to tonight. It's a pho noodle place.
Mm-hmm.
Great little shop. She, and I don't think it's, I don't feel like I'm throwing her under the bus by saying this.
Well, she's suing the city.
She's suing the city, right?
So how could you possibly be throwing her under the bus?
She is ballsy. She is willing to say, I am not going to put a mask on. She does not put a mask on. Even if her customers have masks on, she won't put it on.
Oh,
now, her employee will.
I would say her employees, I think, will put a mask on if they see other people coming in with masks on.
For them, it's a way of getting more tips. right? Like, they don't. It's not because they love the mask. It's like they know that if they pander to the masked person,
right.
They're more likely to get a better tip.
Yeah.
But there was apparently one guy had come in today. I don't think you were there yet when the waiter told me the story.
I was like a few minutes late.
He said there was a guy who had come in. Or he was going to come into the store, but he didn't come in because there was a guy without a mask who walked into the restaurant. And this other guy who was outside the store at the time, was in his car, called the restaurant and said, I was going to come in, but I'm not going to come in now because there's a man in the store without a mask on.
Well,
and so they're like, okay.
You're not even supposed to. I mean, so I know in other states, I guess, or some cities, that, like, you're supposed to, like, put a mask on, take your mask down, put food in, and then, like.
That's in California.
Take the thing out, and then put your mask up, and then bite, and then swallow, and then California. Take the mask down. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So basically, the guy was saying that because there was somebody eating in the restaurant.
No, because somebody walked into the restaurant while he was in his car. Like, he had just pulled up. Right, so he just pulled up in his car, and he observed a man without a mask on.
This is a political issue for him.
Well, I wouldn't call it. I mean, some of them it might be political for him.
Well,
this is supposed to fear.
It doesn't just make sense for.
This is a fear issue.
This doesn't make any sense from a rational perspective because
this isn't rational.
I know.
This is
somebody
fear.
Somebody eating in a restaurant that doesn't have a mask on is no different than somebody standing without a mask on.
I understand what you're saying. This has nothing to do with rationality. The entire thing is ridiculous. You're pointing out why it's ridiculous, right? The idea that you have
like
to wear
a political thing.
The idea that hold on, it's not political. Because it's the Keene City Council is non-political, like it's non-partisan, right?
Yeah, okay.
Right? So yeah, for these people, it's not about politics. For them, it's about safety. It's about fear. And this guy is literally afraid to walk into a restaurant because he knows some other man is in there who wasn't wearing a mask. That's why this guy wouldn't come into the restaurant today. So the employee is on the line like, okay. Sorry, or well, I don't know what he said to him, but like, what do you say to that? What are you going to do? Kick the guy out of your restaurant that walked in without the mask on? They're not going to do that.
I think that they would bring the food out to the customer, which is what most restaurants
would do. They could do that, but for whatever reason, the guy decided he was going to come in anyway. So then the guy who was refusing to come in decides he's going to come in.
Okay.
He then comes in. And apparently, that's when they recognize him. They're like, "Oh, this is it's one of their regulars.
Yeah.
He's been in more than a dozen times before, and had no complaints about not, you know, the owner not having a mask on. Never complained about anything. But now, all of a sudden, today, he's flipping out. So he comes into the restaurant, and he said something to the employee about how he's not going to eat there.
Okay.
So he like came into the restaurant,
You know what's crazy about this is that like of other places I would be like, okay, that maybe would be a reason to like have the mask policy, but like this is not a restaurant where that would make any sense. I mean, we've got large groups of people going in there regularly who are not mask
happy, and it probably scares people. There's probably a certain group. This guy, people like this guy, are afraid of that sort of thing. So the waiter's like, okay. Have a nice day, right? Like, they're not going to change their policy over this one guy, but it was just an example of the ridiculous behavior. And you're absolutely right, Chris. Why does anybody believe this thing where, like, oh, you walk through the door, you have to have a mask on, but you can take your mask off when you sit down. That's fine. Oh, but if you're going to the bathroom, you got to put your mask back on. I mean, it's just so arbitrary and so silly. And then, of course, you point out California is telling people to put their mask on during bites.
You know, during
chewing.
So the crazy thing is, like, I'm not anti-mask.
No, you're not.
Like,
you've worn one. I've seen you.
I've worn one. I do occasionally wear one. I don't have really a big problem with it. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. But what bothers me, there is something that bothers me. And what bothers me is government forcing it down people's throats, business owners' throats. You have the choice to not go into a restaurant that doesn't have a mask policy, okay?
That's right.
So don't go into a mask. If that's your concern, right, don't do that, right? Don't go into those places. You don't have the right to force people or get government to do your violence, do your bidding, because you feel unsafe in those situations. It's up to you not to go into businesses where there's a mask. And the thing is, it's like, I'm not even like I think that there are some rational things that might make sense in terms of, the virus and actions you might be able to take if you are really concerned. But a lot of these things.
If you're really concerned, don't go to a restaurant.
Well, right. That's one thing that you would not want to do if you are overly concerned. Or, you know, but there's things you could even do. Like, you could go to, you know, restaurants that are 50%. Like, it kind of makes sense. Like, if you go to a restaurant 50%, half as many people, half your chance maybe of getting infected. Okay. But that might make sense to some degree. But the whole idea that sitting down versus not sitting down is somehow going to make a difference as far as, you know, the virus is concerned.
It's a religious ritual. It's a total ritual. It's a belief in the state. These people are you know, they're engaging in ritualistic behavior, and it's sick. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about plexiglass kissing. What's that mean? I'll explain.
Porkchop, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite.
How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and we're here. We'll take your calls, your thoughts, about whatever you want to talk about. Our number is 855-450-FREE. AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. And the wallet programmers of these other wallets, like Coinomi or Exodus, RelayX, Bread Wallet, they need to hear from you. If you're one of their users, if you're not one of their users, then don't worry about it. You know, you don't have the problem. But if you are one of their users and you want to have the ability to actually make real-life payments and online payments easily with their wallet via the AnyPay 2.0 protocol, which makes it so fast and so awesome, then really, please take a moment to learn more about it and reach out to those wallet programmers. The contact information for them is available on the AnyPay website. It's anypayinc.com/upgrade. Visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn more about this situation and how you can help make payments better. If you care about cryptocurrency, you care about it being used as currency, which is one of the topics we talked about detail last night, then take the time and go to anypayinc.com/upgrade. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, you can bring up anything that you want. Now, it's just one of those topics. It can't be avoided, Chris. You were complaining about it earlier tonight. Like,
I know.
And you know, we were just talking about local restaurant Pho Kien Great, the Vietnamese pho restaurant, that has pushed back in a big way against a lot of these mask mandates, and that's definitely worth talking about.
Yeah, that is actually less annoying to me than just the general comments everybody's making about it on both sides of the aisle, as far as you know, calling it a pandemic or you know, shaming people for, you know, not.
Well, both sides of the aisle seem to be in favor of the masks. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well,
all these governors are.
No. I don't mean Republican versus Democrat. I mean mask people versus non-mask people.
Yeah, I don't even know who the mask people are because a lot of non-mask people still put masks on.
Yeah.
So you can't judge somebody because they got a mask on because some people are afraid of what their neighbors will do to them.
Some of it is just all the people I interact with, you know, just on a regular basis. And it's like, I don't know what to say. You know, it's like, I've heard you. You've complained about it again and again and again. It's like every day, every time
The problem is it keeps getting worse.
It does keep getting worse. And
there's places that are re-cracking down. So a lot of the places that have allowed some restaurants to open are now re-cracking down and telling them they have to close down again. Some of the states that have allowed, New Jersey, Newark, for instance, they had allowed businesses to reopen again. Now they're saying so-called non-essential businesses have to close down again.
You know, the worst
it's getting worse.
The worst part about it is when you talk to people who are not in New Hampshire complaining about it. It's like, but what are you doing? If you care so much, move.
They don't.
Help us change the system.
Well, some are changing. Some are moving.
Some are. And this is the motivation. Some are, you know.
Yeah, that's the reason a lot of them are here.
Right. And that's exactly what's going on with people that we met this afternoon.
So you have to be able to empathize with that, Chris. I mean, it's
I can empathize with that with people who don't know. But people who do know and won't move.
That's frustrating.
That's so frustrating. Yeah. It's like.
Well, that's been what's frustrating me the whole time, right? Like, I mean, it's been like, well, there's tyranny out there all over the place. Why haven't people moved? It's because it's comfortable where you are. It's because an object at rest tends to stay at rest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's people have their reasons. They have their families. They have their jobs. They have their businesses. They have their friends. They have their reasons why they stay where they are.
Look, I'm sorry. I had a house I had to sell. I had a business that I shut down because of it. I went through a lot to get here.
So did I. I lost money on a house I sold.
Right. Yeah.
It's big time.
Basically the same thing here. It's like if I did it, right, and I care about freedom and I did it for freedom, why are you okay.
I don't like the cold either. I don't like it at all.
Okay, right. You had one more reason than I did to move, but I'm already used to it. But anyway, it's like, it's one thing to, complain about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you've done something about it, right, you've taken some step, but when you have done nothing and you refuse to do anything, especially after you know there is actually a solution to the problem,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a matter of you taking that step, that's what blows my
mind.
It's like, I'm sick. Especially those are particularly the people I'm sick and tired of hearing.
I get it, man.
About.
I really do get it, and I think we're starting to see a C turn in this, that people are finally fed up.
Yeah,
you know where they're finally they've had it.
Well, and this is the thing. The crazy thing is. So one of the questions I was asking people before I knew like this group that I'm talking about, the Freedom Cells group, was what are you guys doing? Because I was actually shocked to hear that everybody's out of work. Like every one of them was like, I'm out of a job. I have no job. Like my business was shut down or whatever. And I'm like, wow. Oh, now I understand. Now you can move.
Right.
Like, anyway.
So if you want to comment, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And, you know, here's the other thing. Maybe you're waiting for things to get worse.
Why would you wait until they get worse?
But here's the thing. Eventually it may get so bad, you can't leave.
And the prices of housing here are going skyrocketing high. Like, you should have already moved so that you were in a better position now.
There's a possibility that the housing market will crash as well, right? Like, that it's being bid up, but eventually because of the just economic downturn, that the housing may be becoming less available in 2021 or something. So who knows what's going to happen with housing. Yeah. But, you know, you can always get a place to stay. So whether it's, you know, a little more pricey or not. Here's the thing I wanted to say. Yeah. There are states now that are saying, like Vermont, from almost every state, Vermont is saying you cannot come here without a quarantine.
Oh, I've heard of this. Then you have to be tested first, and then you have to wait 2 weeks or something.
And even if you test clean, they want you to quarantine for a week.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Even if you're clean, they want you to quarantine for a week. So they said they've got state troopers at, like, the state entrance points.
I've heard they weren't
plain clothes.
Yeah, I heard they weren't even uniformed.
Right. So they're watching people coming in, supposedly pulling them over and threatening them or whatever. New York has been intimidating people, demanding their phone number when they get out the airport, contact information so they can reach out to them and know where they are at all times. So it's like you're going into a foreign country.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go, you've done a lot of international travel, right?
Yeah.
Like normally there's like a form you fill out on the airplane and it says where you're going to stay. And so they can find you if they want to find you.
Some countries, yeah.
Yeah. And so they're doing that now in New York State. So how far are we away from them saying, you can't even come in here at all, or you can't even leave the state that you want to leave? So what I'm saying is, if you've been thinking about moving to New Hampshire, you should probably put your plans into high gear before it becomes impossible.
Yeah.
Right? You still, to this moment, have the freedom to move from one point to another. And I'm not going to make a prediction that that will be impossible soon, but it could be.
They're making it more difficult to travel from one state to another, even though they don't have, technically speaking, you should be able to travel throughout the United States without a problem. However, if you stop in a state, then all of a sudden those states' laws effectively apply to you,
mm-hmm.
and so that's where the problem comes in. So trying to travel from one state, especially if you're trying to travel from further out, is going to be harder and harder and harder.
Right, you
got to
stop at some point.
Right? I mean, how do you travel 36 hours or 26 hours or whatever it is?
If you're
in the Northeast, you could do a 17-hour, you know, drive. But are you going to spend 3 months, you know, getting to New Hampshire if you live in California? I mean, this is what you might end up having to go through in order to somehow make it here in, you know, I don't know when, but possibly at some point.
Yeah, pick up the pace if you can, because, I mean, time is of the essence. Obviously, we all want to see things happen faster, and things are going to happen at the pace they're going to happen.
Yeah.
But the more we can encourage people to...
And they're picking up pace. It is picking up pace, so it's a good thing from our perspective in here in New Hampshire. But
toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Plexiglass kissing barriers. What does that mean? It's in the news. We'll tell you about it coming up. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us. More of this madness on the way. Plus, what's happening with DuckDuckGo? Are they censoring things now? We'll get into that story, too. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is again pushing for an aggressive stimulus package as coronavirus cases continue to increase across the United States.
Our focus in the Congress continues to be on COVID relief. This is a red alert. All hands on deck.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey, speaking to Defense One, explained how, although President Trump's stated promise was to withdraw American troops from the Middle East, he was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region in 2019 to secure oil fields held by U.S. allies. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump set to address the nation from the Rose Garden at 4 o'clock Eastern Time today. A state judge in Michigan denied a bid by a conservative legal group to block the certification of election results and force an independent audit of votes in Detroit, calling the allegations of misconduct and voter fraud incorrect and not credible. Coronavirus continuing to impact the world of sports.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. The Ivy League was the first college conference to start canceling its sports calendar when the pandemic began back in March. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And we also have our chat server. It's a Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm, and you can learn more about how to get connected to it there. It's free, and it's available for you 24/7. Plus, it's a way that you can call into the show while we're live here, and we are live every night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And, of course, if you're not listening live or you want to listen later via, say, our podcast or just download an archive, you can do that over at freetalklive.com. As well as listen live at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Joseph. He's calling in from Michigan, listening to Jackson's WKHM. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just letting you know, that's what they did back in Hitler's time, too. When Hitler was running their country of Germany, he created a socialistic, kind of a socialistic thing, and that's what they did.
I don't know what just happened there, but it became really hard to understand you.
Oh, what I'm saying is he controlled everybody from fear.
Right.
That they were going to lose their jobs, they were going to lose everything by the Jews.
Well, I think they had already lost their jobs by the time Hitler came to power.
Well, no, he's talking about making people afraid of Jewish people.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
Made them very afraid,
from the Jews. The Jews were the reason the people lose their jobs, too.
Sorry, Joseph. Go ahead.
I think they're doing the same thing with the coronavirus, making it scary for people to get scared.
Yeah.
So they won't go to work, so they won't do do this, and then they can pay them to be able to say, hey, you can stay home, we'll take care of you, and give up your sovereignty to us.
That's happening. Absolutely.
I still have a hard time understanding where the logic is, you know, is in that. Unless
it's not logic, it's emotion.
No, I know, but like, okay, if this is some sort of conspiracy, right, where they want somebody wants, you know, people not to come into work.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? Who is that benefiting? Is that, I mean, that's
a great question.
It would seem to suggest that if that's the case, then the people who are benefiting from that would be the Amazon and the Google and, you know, mm-hmm. those companies who are operating during the shutdown of other businesses and Walmarts and things like that. But it just seems such a bizarre thing because
it's going to hurt everybody.
Right. And that's exactly the point that I'm making. It's like, even if it's a few businesses, it's like, it seems to be the conspiracy seems to be so, I mean, like, everybody everywhere around the world is, you know, taking action.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And it's damaging. All of it's damaging.
And it's like, and when we start talking about governments not being able to do anything, well, how did they manage this conspiracy when they're not able to do anything? It seems to contradict what we know about governments being incompetent and failing and everything else. And it's not to say that it's impossible. I mean, they do stuff, but it seems like
it's easier
specific acts like,
I get you,
taking out a boat or a trade center or something like that.
I agree with you. It doesn't make any sense. Economically, it's insanity
to
do shutdowns because, you might drive some more money into Amazon's pocket, but ultimately you're punishing everyone and everyone's going to be poorer, so not as many people will be buying from Amazon because they're going to be poorer because they lost their jobs.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
And putting people on welfare isn't a long-term survival plan generally for any kind of economy, but it may simply be that these politicians are so ignorant and so power-seeking that they are really, they're into the power, they love the power, and they want to have control, and they don't understand the consequences of what they're doing. That's the incompetence.
Okay, so that would make more sense to me, going at it from that perspective, is that we've just got so many stupid people in power that are incompetent that this is what happens, and they see that they have a chance of, you know, securing more power for themselves by using this as a jumping point, but I mean, then at that point, it's not a planned, conspiracy. It's just politics as usual, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, and politics as usual is monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So one group of politicians says we need to force people to wear masks, then other people follow, and they do the same thing.
It's more like an echo chamber.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think you should associate conspiracy with what would normally be just incompetence.
Yeah.
Now, it's not to say there isn't some sort of communication going on or some sort of standardization of all this bad stuff. So, for instance, the CDC is cramming these ideas down on the states, and the states and these businesses and these corporations are accepting that.
They don't even have any consistency to what they're saying. It's like, how can
And no one's following it consistently either. Whatever it is they're saying is inconsistent not being followed consistently.
It seems more incompetence than anything else, than any kind of conspiracy to me.
I agree with you. I don't use the term plandemic. I'm not on board with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've heard you use that particular word, but there's other people in our circles that have used that word, and it's just like, I have a hard time getting on board with this.
I don't give them
it's
the credit. So if you want to comment, our number is 855-450-FREE. And then you've got this. Here's the story from TheWrap.com. This is like a Hollywood kind of rag on the internet, apparently. I've never seen the site before. But what's a romantic holiday TV movie without a big kiss? Whether it's under the mistletoe, in the snow, or by the fire? Not as merry, that's for sure. And that's why Lifetime began to troubleshoot the actors kissing during a pandemic conundrum. Apparently, it's a conundrum having people kiss on screen in a television program or a movie. So they're facing this while shooting its annual slate of small screen Christmas films. Quote, everybody was incredibly concerned about as we were figuring it out, making sure that we were following the best possible guidelines to keep people safe, said Amy Winter, the head of programming at Lifetime. We all sat down, even before we got started, saying, how is anybody even going to kiss in these movies, given the circumstances? And the greatest, oddest solution I've seen so far is people kissing through plexiglass that can be removed in post. she says, which is absolutely phenomenal.
Wait, let me get this straight. Okay, I thought what they were going to say was, we don't want to encourage people to kiss, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to put plexiglass that you can see in the video, in the film, in the movie, so that the people know how to kiss. So they're going to actually use plexiglass to protect, theoretically protect somebody, uh-huh, and then remove the plexiglass so it looks like a normal kiss?
That's what they're claiming.
Wow.
And there's an on-set photo from Lifetime here on this photo, on this article, of two actors in a studio. One of them sitting in a wheelchair. The other person is sort of bent down. They're sort of at head level with each other, with the lady in the wheelchair and the other guy. And they're kissing, but there is a sheet of plexiglass that is completely in between them. And that's actually happening. And they say they're going to take it out in post. So that means they're going to go in with a computer and remove, supposedly, the plexiglass.
I wonder, are they just saying this or are they actually doing it?
There's a photograph of the set. They're actually doing it. There are two people kissing a sheet of plexiglass.
Is it for show, or is it like...
It's for a show. They're producing a television or a movie or something.
Are they doing this for a show to say, oh, look
what we're doing.
Look what we're doing, but we're not actually... But then in the end, they don't really do the whole editing thing, and they just have like people kiss. Like,
well, because, I mean, that's a cynical thing to say, but it could be true. I mean, you might be right about that, but they really do have two actors kissing a piece of plexiglass here. That's happening.
I believe that they're doing it for the show, you know, to show that they're doing something, but not actually doing it for the actual, like, all right, and I don't know, maybe they really are doing it for the actual film, but it just seems so absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Here's another crazy, if you like that one, Chris, have you seen the COVID hug sheets? For lack of a better term, plastic sheets hanging down from like a clothesline.
I haven't.
Or something like that. With arm sort of sheaths in the plastic sheath on both sides of it. And two people can then go and stick their arms through the so their arms are then encased in the plastic, right?
Yeah.
As they hug the person.
Right.
Through
the
plastic sheath.
I have to say, I'm gonna be honest. I was really into everything, like following exactly what was going on with the virus for like 2 months, and I knew at some point I'd get bored of it, but it's like, I got bored of it, and then like, I avoid at all costs, like unless I'm on this show or I'm talking to somebody else, I don't know what's going on with other states or, you know, this stuff, this kind of stuff. I'm just like clicking XXX whenever somebody posts a story. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to read about it. I don't care anymore.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So this is the new way to kiss somebody. You kiss them through a plexiglass shield. You hug them through a sheet of plastic. It's sick. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Friday edition of the show. We're here, and it's Ian with you.
And Chris.
Don't forget to check out Chris on his show, Freedom Decrypted, at freedomdecrypted.com. There are 2 years' worth of episodes. How many years now? Two?
Yeah, I think
more
two.
More than two?
I think two. I think it's okay. Two. Was it this summer was...
You did start during the summer.
So, yeah, so maybe it's not quite 2 years.
I feel like it's been two.
It probably has been. Maybe it was two summers ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds right.
So it's over 2 years now, maybe.
So check them out over at freedomdecrypted.com. It's a freedom-oriented tech show. We're going to give you a little bit of tech news coming up here. You're going to hear a lot more stuff like this on Freedom Decrypted. But there, of course, has been a lot of legitimate concern about some of these mega corporation tech companies. They're being called big tech now. You know, the Googles and the Facebooks of the world, the Amazons. And there's obviously legitimate concerns about these companies and privacy violations and, you know, all kinds of corruption and suppression of freedom of speech and things like that. Now, not that you have to give somebody freedom of speech on your private platform, but they're definitely taking it pretty far with cracking down on the speech of people for just having opinions that aren't politically unpopular.
Dude, even if they're not politically unpopular, they're cracking down. Like I said, we had a video on how to connect to a VPN censored by YouTube. Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't.
So, some people say, well, you know, don't use Google for searching. Use these other search engines.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them that has been, I think, gotten the most publicity amongst some of the freedom crowd
is, the big ones, that's for sure.
Is DuckDuckGo. Now, I don't know what their claim to fame was as far as why they were supposed to be better. It was just, well, they're not Google, and supposedly they weren't... you know, cutting out certain websites from the results.
I think it's fair to say that privacy was their, you know, claim to fame. Mm-hmm. There's like two. I don't want to say big companies because they're not. There's Startpage and there's DuckDuckGo.
We actually talked about Startpage a long time ago. We interviewed the creator of that particular website.
Yeah,
Catherine. I forget her last name, but she was actually on our show with us. She hosted a show actually on GCN on the same network.
Yeah?
She, for a time, I don't think she still does it, but she had her own radio show that she was doing, and purportedly that was a freedom friendly or privacy friendly site that I believe they still exist.
Startpage definitely exists still. Yep.
So, have you heard anything bad about Startpage? I have not.
No, and I've always been unsure about which alternative search engine to use, because the reality is Google is like the only one that's worth using if you like need to find something that's hard to find.
Unless, of course, they've excluded it from their results.
Unless they've excluded
it from
their results.
Which they've been known to do.
And that's the problem, part of the problem, yeah. So we already know that Google is, you know, censoring, you know, search results for some stuff at least, all right? And manipulating kind of the results to favor certain companies. And it's not just Google, like even the companies that are, you know, there's companies out there who are also like, it's not, Google manipulates the results, right? But so do other companies that are trying to get their sites higher in Google's ranking, right? So anyway, but some of it is just outright censorship or downranking, especially when it comes to pirate sites and certain probably other types of sites.
Right.
Now,
or they'll bury the results or something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, there's alternatives, right? So you think that somebody like DuckDuckGo would be, you know, giving you less filtered results, you know, less.
That's what the
censored,
supposed claim was.
More privacy and so on, right?
So what's happening now?
All right. So this is really interesting.
And where's the story from?
So this is from Torrent Freak. It's a good site to go to if you want, especially piracy kind of piracy oriented news.
Mm-hmm.
And they, obviously because of the entertainment industry, there's a lot of censorship going on relating to, you know, piracy.
Sure.
So therefore, it's a good place to go for any kind of censorship type stories. Popular pirate sites disappear from DuckDuckGo's top search results is the headline for I think today actually. So search engines generally aim to return the most relevant results, but that's not always the case. Earlier this year, we reported on how popular pirate sites were dropping from Google's top results, and the same appears to be happening in DuckDuckGo as well now, with Bing not staying behind. So, yeah, I mean, basically, DuckDuckGo has, for reasons and, you know, reasons we don't fully know at this point, but they have been not censoring just, like, individual pages. But they've been taking down entire websites. If you were to search, there's something called site colon, and then if you type in the torrent, like or not the torrent, the name of the site that you're trying to search,
right?
You will get
results specifically
from that
site.
Search.
Now wait, is that true on DuckDuckGo? Because that's
true
on Google.
Yep, it's also true on DuckDuckGo.
But not all searches have that site colon thing, right?
I'm not sure about that, but I think most of them have something of that nature.
Yeah.
Maybe
you just have to know the wording
different.
For it. Yeah, you have to look it up.
So anyway, so apparently now what Torrent Freak did was they did some testing, and they discovered that if you type in, and normally when you type in site and then the name of the domain name, it will just return, like, if you have nothing else, like, to search specifically, it will just return results, right? Like, thousands of results for that site.
The most popular pages. Or
yeah, yeah, something like that. Well, that's not what's going on anymore. Now, it is being, no results are coming up for these domains that are being censored. So it's not individual pages that are being censored, but the entire domain name is being censored from DuckDuckGo's results.
Are they giving specific examples? Because I just went to DuckDuckGo.com and I typed in two well-known pirate torrent sites, the Pirate Bay and then another one, 1337, and they have them both.
This is a good question. They give specific examples. So they're, you know, I'm not entirely sure. Let's see here if I can figure out which one they're talking about. So, let's see here.
We just want to go on with the story.
1337x.to if you want to try to search for it. So
that's the one that I looked for. And maybe it's just a proxy that I found, but I did find something.
Well, if you type in nothing, and then just site, S-I-T-E, colon, and then 1337x.to, it shouldn't show any results. It, you're saying it is showing results now? 1337x.to.
No, that's, they have one that's 1337xto.to, so it sounds like another site that's pretending to be that
it
one.
It is.
So interesting. So they're filtering out the actual site, but right. Not all the copycats.
Right. So they're basically saying, we're going to censor the entire site. So, it's not specific. It's not even specific speech they're censoring. It's
but why go after that site and not the Pirate Bay?
Well, this is a good question, and we don't know the answer to that at this
point. Okay.
But the fact that it is happening is concerning because before, when you had something that was censored, you know, often it would say, you know, there are censored results on this page, and you could be like, okay, well, I'll just go and use DuckDuckGo or some other search.
Huh.
Well, you can't do that necessarily now. I mean, you could still do that, but it may not necessarily result in
give you
the results you want. So now what's interesting is I actually have done some tests with DuckDuckGo, and I did some tests with I want to expand on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have reasons to believe that DuckDuckGo is not just censoring a couple of pirate sites here either. I believe that they are actually censoring other content as well.
Really?
Because I noticed between, in the last couple of, well, within the last 30 days, that there has been other search results that no longer come up when I do certain search results, when I search for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting because if I go to something like Start Page and I do the same types of searches, I'm not seeing those results being censored, basically. And I already knew that kind of, you know, certain things are censored on Google, but apparently they were not censored on DuckDuckGo before, but now they seem to be getting censored on DuckDuckGo.
Now, doesn't Start Page pull its results from other search engines?
Yeah, I do believe that
is
their
own. Yeah, they don't have their own engine.
So, the question is at this point: is this just DuckDuckGo that's doing the censoring, or is it being done upstream of DuckDuckGo? I believe DuckDuckGo is pulling from Bing,
Microsoft.
Yeah, from Microsoft. So
interesting. Yeah, well, they're going to censor. I mean, Microsoft for sure is.
But I think if I remember correctly, DuckDuckGo also pulls from other search results.
Mm.
So it's not just. It's not just Bing.
That's interesting. I'm surprised there hasn't been somebody who, you know, is going to just launch a uncensored search engine. I mean, why hasn't that happened yet?
I think
somebody that does their own searching, their own crawling, their own database.
I think honestly, what needs to be done is it needs to be a onion search engine that there is no name behind it, so you cannot reach out to them. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, there's no other way you're going to be able to do a truly uncensored search engine today.
Unless you hide who you are so the law enforcement can't find you or whatever.
Right, exactly. There's too many government agencies and bureaucrats and, entertainment industries, that is demanding censorship. And then there's the European Union who, anybody can, demand
take off articles and things
articles
like that
and contents that are on the legal web, not even on the illegal
web. Well, if there is a good dark web search engine that actually searches the clear web, we'd love to hear about it. We'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, ZT and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dinovite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dinovite, I took the advice from Dinovite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Life.